You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Big NFL news today. We've buried the lead. You know, it's 4-11 and we have not gotten to this yet. Why?
Yeah. When they were saying that they were looking for quarterback help, I didn't think it was going to come in the form of this.
The Bengals. You're talking about the Bengals.
Yeah.
Who are without Joe Burrow.
And they're going to be without him for most of the season. I think maybe at the very end of the season, he might be able to come back if you were in playoff contention. But they were all, you know, Jake Browning's our guy, and we feel very confident in Jake, and he played 2 years ago, and he actually played really well. That has not been the case. And so when they were saying they were looking for help, I don't know where. Like, obviously, you want to go out and try to – I thought maybe Jameis Winston would be a guy that maybe you could go down that road.
The Giants may have to play him this week.
Yeah.
Because Dart's hurt.
Yeah, Dart's
beat
up.
He's got a hamstring injury, and they play on Thursday.
And then you're like, you know, would Washington be willing to part with Marcus? No. So I just didn't know where they were going, and boy, this is where you went.
They got Joe Flacco. Joe Flacco will make his seventh stop.
So let me get this straight. I just want to be clear. The team with no offensive line to speak of whatsoever that gets their quarterback hit more than any other quarterback in the league, and your plan is to now go get old-ass immobile Joe Flacco.
He is 40.
And stick him back there behind that old line. That's a great idea.
That's a worse O-line than the Browns, right? Isn't it the worst in the league?
It's one of the worst in the league. I mean, injuries, like right now, like the Chargers O-line is a sieve. The Texans O-line's bad.
Hey, did you see Amari and Hampton's out now?
Yes. There is a great clip going around. If you want to know how bad, some of the O-line play issues right now in the NFL are alarming. We talked about this, 2 weeks ago, that when you get these injuries that are piling up, there is a great clip of the audio of Justin Herbert is at the line, and Herbert declares where the mic is and which way the protection's going. And then the center immediately makes a different call. He calls the protection opposite, and you can hear both calls, and you can hear Herbert go, no, no, and then they snap the ball, and Herbert goes, F, and then sure enough.
Can you get that audio?
Yeah, fine, it's out there.
I'd like to get
that. And
then
sure enough.
We won't play the F-bomb.
I don't think it's an F. I think he says, like, I don't
fudge!
Think. Yeah, he yells. And there is an immediate pressure, like a blown coverage up front, and all of a sudden the dude's in his face, and you're like, if you want to just encapsulate how bad it is right now for the Chargers and Herbert behind that O-line, that sums it up.
But I would...
Raiders is really bad, too.
I would say that for the Chargers, certainly the Niners fall into this category, definitely the Ravens, and maybe even to some extent the Chiefs. Anybody struggling right now, whether it's O-line or not, I'd rather be struggling now than later.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a long season.
Yeah.
And so we should not, even the Ravens, like I said the last segment, they are still favored to win that division, which is wild.
Yeah.
They're 1-4 and they look dead in the water.
They just look
hooped. But they're going to get Lamar back,
yeah,
and that will change a lot. They need to get healthy on defense. But something's weird in Baltimore. But don't write any of these teams off yet. It's just too early to do that. You know, every team, generally speaking, has to go through this. This is what we were talking about at the start of the season when we were previewing the season. Football Outsiders talks about this all the time, that a team that has a bunch of superstars, they don't want that compared to a team that has depth.
Yeah.
It is always going to hit you. Injuries are always going to hit you. It's just too tough of a league not to, and you have to be able to withstand it. Now, the Niners are doing a hell of a job. Like, you want to talk about a team
to
buy low on?
Yeah.
Buy low on, well, they're not that low right now because they're 4-1, but I just mean a team, watch out for the Niners, because when they get healthy, they're still 4-1 without being healthy. Yeah. Now, the Ravens have seemed to, like, gone into the abyss. They'll be back. They've got good players, good coaches. Chiefs, you know, I don't think anybody's really worried about the Chiefs, even though it's weird that they're 2-3. And the Chargers are another one. Chargers looked great out of the gate. Now they've just had injuries pile up. If they can get healthy, they'll be fine. So it's, you know, people like to, you know, Colts, Jags are the talk of the town right now. Just wait. It's a long season. Give me 2 months, and we may not even be talking about the Jaguars. And we might be talking a lot about the Chargers.
So, and this is just off of, I mean, there's varying ways to look at this, but this was does not count this week. This was going into the games. This is from last week. The Cincinnati Bengals have a 52.9 overall offensive line grade, and their best O lineman is Orlando Brown. He's Ooh. Their tackle, and he is the 38th best tackle in the NFL. That's how bad Cincinnati is. And you are now going to put Joe Flacco behind that offensive line.
The statue.
That is somehow slightly worse than the Cleveland Browns, who, by the way, have the 29th worst offensive line. And the only old lines that are worse than them are ones that have been littered with injuries. Like the Buccaneers for a while were starting 4 backups. The Chargers are starting 3 to 4 backups. The Raiders are just god awful. So all of these teams for the most part are playing multiple backups, but the Bengals and the Browns just suck. They're just old lines are terrible. So you're just going from one bad situation to another. But at least in Cleveland, you had an elite defense. Now you're going to Cincinnati where your defense isn't very good.
Cashing those checks, baby.
Hey, I think it's like $4 million.
Hey, that I'd take it.
Yeah.
I mean,
and he'll get benched. You know, he knows
nothing. There's no one to get benched for.
That's true. I guess you can't go.
So in Cleveland,
back to Jake Browning.
When he was in Cleveland, he had a quarterback rating of 60.
Yeah.
This year, 2 touchdowns, 6 picks, and they were 1-3. So good luck. Cincinnati. And by the way, they're going into Green Bay this week to play.
A pissed off Green Bay who needs to get their S together. They're battling their own offensive line injuries.
Now, we're talking about some bad offense. Here's a wild stat. I'll wrap up this segment with this one.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
What team do you think has the highest percentage of three and outs?
Highest percentage of three and outs.
And there are a lot of good candidates here.
Am I going to be shocked or yes. Is this... Oh, I am going to be shocked. Huh?
I think you will. Maybe not. Maybe you'll get it.
The Texans, maybe?
Texans, no.
Because I've watched them play and they're awful. Atlanta is really bad at times.
Nope.
Carolina is awful.
I mean, I thought you'd say maybe the Raiders or the Browns. Yeah, no, but, and no.
Well, if you wouldn't be bringing this up if it was those teams. I know when you bring this up, I'm not guessing those because
correct.
You wouldn't bring it up.
Okay, so use that logic, and now who is it?
It's gonna be like the Ravens, is it?
It's not the Ravens.
Okay. Cardinals.
Here's a hint. They're 4-1.
The Niners?
Nope.
Jags?
No. Keep going. Jesus. The Philadelphia Eagles have the highest percentage of series that they have gone three and out. 35.8%.
I will tell you this. There may not be a more confusing good team that I have had to mentally wrangle with in my life that baffles me more than the Philadelphia Eagles. They are, you can't question them because all they do is win. All Nick Sirianni does is win. And they just won a Super Bowl. And yet when you watch him play, it's just a series Like, this was by far their best passing game that they've had in a long time. And yet it was one of the worst offensive outputs. They gave the ball to Saquon Barkley 6 times. That's it. It was almost like they went into this game and said, come hell or high water, we need to make sure our receivers don't have a mutiny. So we're just going to throw them the ball, game plan be damned. And Hurts ended up throwing for like 280-something yards, and they put up 17 points and lost. Like, it's so weird. They win so ugly and so unconventionally. It's honestly like nothing I've seen.
Well, they did this 2 years ago.
Yes.
And that's...
They started out the year like 10-0.
But we all forgot about it because yeah. they won the Super Bowl. But it's the same as they were 2 years ago. They are very weird. They're struggling offensively. Now they're saying Saquon Barkley is hurt.
Yeah.
He was limited at practice, so he may not play on Thursday.
Well, when they have to throw the ball, it's just... It can look so bad, but they're capable of doing it because like Hurts in the playoffs was great. It's just that every time he goes to throw the ball, there's a lump in your throat. It's just, it's a weird, weird situation.
But hey, Bo Nix finally beat a good team.
Yeah, right?
I mean, he was a little more on Philly.
Yeah.
But
hey,
their defense played good, and he didn't make a lot of mistakes, so that was good. They were able to run the ball.
And I think what we found with Bo Nix is the people that thought Bo Nix, and again, it's early, so, you know, I guess give it time, but I think Bo is settling into, there was all this talk that Bo Nix was going to, you know, we love to do this. You have some success. And you have a good record, and all of a sudden, it's the Trevor Lawrence thing, right? You beat the Chiefs, and we're like, Bo Nix and Trevor Lawrence have a lot of that same feel. There is a cap, especially with Bo, to what they're going to be. Bo Nix is never going to be a top 5 quarterback in the league. I don't know if he'll ever be a top 10 quarterback, but it does feel like he can be a nice, solid foundational piece on a team that runs the ball and plays good defense. He's a lot closer to Sam Darnold than he is to Joe Burrow or Josh Allen. They roll him out of the pocket a lot, half read stuff. He doesn't do great under pressure. He hasn't been great on the road. There's real limitations to his game, but you can win with him. But he is not going to be a guy when you look at his overall skill set that's going to be Justin Herbert. He's just not. And he may end up having, better success because of better team or whatnot, but he is not going to be a star in this league. I feel very comfortable with that.
But you know what he is, though? He is one of now 3 starting Oregon Duck quarterbacks for an NFL team this year?
Yeah.
Is that right? And maybe, there was a 4th, but yeah, Mariota's back on the bench.
Yeah.
But Gabriel is now in Cleveland.
He's the guy.
And then we have Herbert and Nix.
Oklahoma had like six.
Did it this year?
So this year, Oklahoma had Baker Mayfield, Jalen Hurts, Spencer Rattler.
Yeah.
Who else was there? Kyler Murray. There's, I think they had five or six that were playing. Who else am I thinking of? That's going to drive me nuts. Who am I missing? I'll have to look it up. But yeah, because we were talking about that. The Ducks almost had four, and then, you know, we're like, that doesn't happen very often. And then someone said, look at Oklahoma, and Oklahoma had five or six, and you were like, whoa.
Yeah, I can't think of, gosh.
QBs NFL. Because we had four of them. Who else was there? There was it was more than four. It was at least five. And
God, I'm racking my brain. I can't think of who it would be. All right, well, we'll look it up.
I'll look it up.
When in doubt, look it up.
Yeah, that's the key.
Freaking Mariners. God.
What? 0-0.
Well, they can't hit.
Oh.
Naylor's actually in the middle of a good battle, but yeah. Grounds out.
When you did the,
just like I would.
I thought you were.
No, it's just, you know.
Damn it.
I'm just trying to egg Schulte on.
You're like my dad. Like, these guys can't hit.
Dude, don't poke the bear. You're going to make, Schulte's already said he's going to cry today. And that's, right. You know.
We'll be back.
Oh, Dylan Gabriel.
Oh, yeah. Duh.
Duh.
God.
So, yeah. So, you had Baker Mayfield, Kyler Murray, Jalen Hurts, Spencer Rattler, and Dylan Gabriel.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.